It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Heary, heary! This podcast is brought to you and sponsored by Sunday Cooties. Don't believe me? Listen to this!
Did you know that Sunday Cool doesn't just make the world's funniest podcasts? They also create the world's coolest shirts with super soft water-based ink. And we here pride ourselves on providing a remarkable buying experience, but also being innovative in how we design and print that custom apparel. It's like if Willy Wonka made t-shirts instead of like building chocolate rivers and enslaving Oompa Loompas. So if you want to check out more about what we do here at Ninjas or Butterflies, go to SundayCool.com. Now, back to the episode. Right, guys? Yeah! They get it. They get it. Do I just leave it? Just gonna leave that air. All right.
What am I looking? Rabbit ducky.
Yeah. Are you okay? You good?
Is Jane good?
Hey, Jane. You got a little ribble.
You got a little food on your...
Oh.
Oh,
so sweet.
I taught her that.
This is what I didn't sound like after I ate a cheeseburger.
Oh, it added everything taste over here.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, nuts.
Oh, okay.
She's on bottom with hot pots on top in her day. You don't put my face up on the latitude. How's it all? Ninjas are butterflies. Episode 27. We are here now to talk with you.
I don't know. I don't know the end of it.
That one was good. That's all right.
I liked it.
Woo!
Wow.
Oh, man, you brought it up high. Brought it up high.
I think he's gaining so much confidence because people keep saying, oh, you're such a good singer.
I don't know.
Maybe I am.
It comes and goes.
When did you know that you wanted to do that song this week?
The one we just did?
Yeah.
10 minutes ago.
Oh, because do you remember when we heard it this weekend? And we said we can't listen to that song unironically?
Oh, yeah. We heard it, yes, Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Because Will Ferrell does such a good job.
Yeah.
Covering it.
Okay, everyone be quiet.
What question? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Josh is going to sing you a question.
Bird.
Okay, really, be quiet. This is really serious.
Okay. Shh. All right.
Today's question, sent in by a viewer, is committing arson cool?
Oh.
Is committing arson kind of cool?
Kind of cool? If you have to pin me down, I'm going to say no. No.
No? All right.
No. It's a lot of, it's a terrible thing happens.
What about you? I don't want to be burnt for this response. But yeah, I don't think committing arson is cool. That's just what I think.
Wow, you just sparked a big debate.
Fire. Andrew? But,
yeah, I think you're both right. It's not cool.
Yeah.
Let's ash Lily.
Oh my gosh.
Lily, what do you think? Is committing arson cool?
No.
Here's a scenario though. Like, let's just say arson was legal only in some scenarios to where, like, hey, we encourage you to go burn down empty houses that have a deadly disease in them.
That sounds horrible. What if the disease becomes airborne?
No, but the fire will get rid of it. It's been proven that fire will get rid of this disease. But you have to commit arson to do it.
I can see where this is going.
But that'd be kind of cool, like for people to save lives that way.
I would suppose.
Wait,
Lily thinks committing arson is kind of cool in certain scenarios. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh.
Butterfly. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
chosen people.
As empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Fuck ninjas on deck!
You're going to get fired for that.
Oh! Now, let me throw you in a scenario. What if all the popular kids are doing it? That's pretty cool, right?
So, I'm going to butcher it, but I had a friend in high school, I won't say his name, and there was a period of time where someone was setting small fires in the Wakaiva forest, and he lived right near it, and it was him.
Oh. The whole time?
The whole time?
He admitted to me he was the Wakaiva arson.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be... I want to know his name right now.
I can't tell you.
Bobby.
What if it was Lily?
Bobby. You're the friend. Oh, man.
Hypothetically, what would you do if a friend told you that they were a serial arsonist? That'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, that would
be definitely
crazy.
Not me.
I definitely wouldn't do that. You know, I don't even know how to like work a lighter matches.
Would everyone be cool with that though?
Fire is honestly kind of scary. Like I would rather not look at fire. You
like,
know?
Like if I had to look at a fire, I'd rather wouldn't.
Yeah. I'd rather wouldn't, you know.
Do you say Wakaiva or Wakaiwa?
There's two separate places.
There are two separate
places. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Andy
right
told
now.
Me this like last look it year.
Up. Andy's look it up. Not even Floridian.
Yeah, and that's the thing that makes it even sadder for you guys. Wakaiwa State Park. Look at this. Look at this. Wakaiwa Springs State Park. Wakaiwa is in Wakaiwa. But Wakaiwa is the overarching umbrella of State Park.
Then what's Wakaiwa?
So, that sneezes.
It's the actual. There's
the Circle Spring?
I'm going to have to see when here. Because even Florida State Park's the actual site right there, Wakaiwa Springs. Boom, in your face.
Hey.
Wakaiwa.
Sorry. Hey, it's all right. Sorry.
Hey, it's all right. Hey, it's all right. No, it's not.
No, it's okay. Go get her.
So episode 27, everyone.
Hey, welcome. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back to episode 27, everyone. So
let's dive into it.
I'm going to just dive right into it.
Have you guys heard the bush?
Have you guys heard of the Philadelphia experiment?
The Philadelphia experiment?
Yep.
No.
I'm just going to go into it today.
Dive into it,
I'm
baby.
Getting into it today. Oh, hey. I got a list of stuff now.
List of stuff. You guys ready for this?
Don't bum me out.
No, it's weird and it's spooky.
Don't bring me down.
The Philadelphia experiment in 1943. Have you ever heard of it? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Hit me, baby.
Listen to this. So this was the beginning of World War II against the Nazis and the Japanese.
World War.
We were at war. The world was at war in it for the second time. So yeah, basically the U.S. Navy ships were getting rocked their socks off in the Atlantic Ocean by the Nazis.
Oops.
By the U-boats.
Oopsie daisies.
We have bombs and we like to shoot some at you.
It's not our fault.
But yeah, so the American government, Navy, whatever, they started looking up different ways to cloak their ships, right?
Wow.
So the Nazis would leave in those, you know, remember those bombs? Like it was on like Finding Nemo or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, it looks like a spiky ball kind of thing. So like Germany was doing that, or the Nazis, I should say.
Germany.
And so they did figure out a way to, it was like these electrical cords or whatever, and they would run off a generator in these ships, and it would send out electric pulses to where the boat didn't give off a magnetic connection.
Yeah.
So those bombs would go off because of a magnetic connection or whatever. So they figured that out. But then supposedly they're like, well, we want to figure out how to get all the way invisible to where they can't even see us.
Where'd you go? This was the invisibility cloak before
Harry Potter
was even a thing.
So, and I'm going to get into it. They did it, right?
Yeah.
This new technology in the ship. Flipped it on.
What?
You can't say what, and then
wait a second.
What is the technology that makes it invisible?
Don't know.
And if we did know,
we'd use it.
Yeah, we'd probably be using it.
I bet you it wasn't really. I bet you it was like a sheet.
Would you just let me tell the story?
A big sheet.
Technically, we wouldn't know if someone was using it.
Listen, the ship started to glow. Ready?
Ready.
Started to glow, and it said, eyewitness report said, there was like this green fog that started to surround it. Disappeared. Guess where it reappeared?
Japan.
No.
Philadelphia.
It was happening in the Philadelphia Navy Harbor base, whatever.
Yeah.
It reappeared in the Virginia.
What?
Right off side of Virginia, 250 miles away.
I don't understand.
Listen. This is what the person said. When it appeared in Virginia, it was actually 10 minutes before it disappeared.
What?
So,
it went back in time?
Back in time.
No, it's a magic
Listen!
Trick.
Listen! And then it disappeared again. And then reappeared back in Philadelphia 20 minutes from which it first disappeared. Listen!
Oh.
In the future.
No, just present time.
Dang.
When it reappeared, a lot of sailors or on crew on board had died from extreme burning.
What?
Listen. And it was reported that some of the crew members, what was the word? Some of the crew members had fused to the boat.
Shut up.
In a molecular sense.
I don't even know the word. Their atoms combined
with the boat.
Part of the crew, part of the ship, literally.
Yes.
How is this not how have I never heard about this?
Listen!
you're fooling me.
I'm not!
This is a real conspiracy story.
No, this is a creepypasta.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like kind of a Reddit creepypasta thing.
No. Listen, this one guy, his name was Jessup. So Jessup. He was an author. And he wrote this book that was really popular in the 40s about UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
He got a letter from a man who went under a false name or whatever to hide his identity.
Like Jessup?
He was a real person. You can look him up, so be quiet.
It just sounds like a made-up name.
It's not. You sound like a made-up name.
We're making Josh so mad.
No, you're not. Good. But so he got this letter. Opened it. And it described everything I just said. But he's like, some of this sounds kind of crazy, right?
A little bit.
Didn't really do anything with it.
Yeah.
And then a couple months later, the naval officer of whatever showed up at his door. Open up. This is a Navy off whatever we are.
Yeah.
They opened up and they asked, do you know this man? We've received 3 copies of your books at the Navy, all describing what took place at the Philadelphia experiment. And we're trying to track this man down.
To kill him.
And I don't know.
I just want to ask you a couple questions.
But the man, he was doing symbol stuff, really wacky stuff.
Yeah.
And
symbols like the monkey?
No. Alien looking symbols and stuff.
Oh.
But the guy wrote down the mathematical equation to, it was like the Einstein theory of relativity or whatever, to where you can theoretically travel back and forth through time and space.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Jessup, author Jessup, wrote a couple more books throughout the years. None of them did as good as his first UFO book. And he's like, man, I need a good story. And he remembered that story from the crazy man.
Yeah.
Decided to start doing research into it and spent a year or two doing just heavy, heavy research to where he started going a little crazy and he was finding something out. And so he went to one of his buddies who was also an author, gave him all his evidence he had. He said, hold on to this just in case something happens to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And a week or so, whatever, went by and Jessup said to the author, Like, can you meet here? I found what I need to find to release this book. I have enough evidence.
Final piece.
And guess what happened to Jessup?
He lived happily forever after and had a best-selling novel.
He never showed up to the meeting.
No!
And they found him dead.
Oh.
In his car.
Oh.
No mysterious circumstances, I'm sure.
It was a hose tied to the exhaust leading back into his car.
Golly, that's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's awful. So what did they do with the information? What did the guy do?
Don't know. That's as far as I got in the video.
Okay. Where the hell? And then this podcast started, so I had to stop.
People are going to watch this and be like, that part was inaccurate. His name wasn't Jessup. I don't know, man. I just I looked up the Philadelphia experiment, and that's what I saw.
That's
what I repeated in a really well-organized way.
That was really nuts. See, I don't understand. That'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
First of all, to hear even that story, but I've never heard of it, especially with being in America like that.
Yeah.
That's a crazy.
I'm telling you, there's stuff that the government's working on.
They don't want us to know about.
Am I Jessup right now?
Wait, are you Jessup reincarnated?
In another episode, I want to talk to you about HARP.
HARP?
Yeah.
What is HARP?
I'm not going to tell you right now because I don't have enough information.
I'm a fan of the instrument.
Basically, it's weather controlling. And all that, ooh, all that jazz.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of clouds last night, and I was like, I don't know what you're getting at.
They were weird.
It was a weird looking crowd. Yeah,
even they were.
Yeah, it was like
I'll show you the
like
picture of
lines.
The clouds right here.
They were straight lines.
I'm always looking at the sky.
Oh, looking for the future.
Oh, looking for the future.
Hey, you shoot for the stars. Hey, you might just reach them one day.
Speaking of the Philadelphia experiment, head's coming off.
Head's coming off.
What? I want to talk to you about.
Decapitation.
I saw a guy on TikTok. He had a book about the science of your head getting chopped off.
Yeah, let's hear about it. What
on earth? Yeah, listen. This.
Like the guy that started blinking, the blinking guy?
Yes, that was in. He talked about that. Have you heard this, Lil?
I don't know.
So there's this. It was during. It kind of like started this. The scientists during the French Revolution.
Yeah.
French Revolution. He was sentenced to death by guillotine, and he told his assistant, when my head gets, pick up my head, and I'm going to blink as many seconds
as
I'm conscious to blink. He blinked 15 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine the guy with just the notepad.
One, two, three, four. But she's
screaming.
I can't talk. Golly, I got to start over.
She's not screaming the whole time.
Yeah.
Horrified.
No.
There's other stories, too, that go with it. That are insane. There's a story where two enemies basically were both getting their heads cut off at the same time, and they're thrown in the same bag.
Oh no!
And when they took him out, the one dude was biting onto the other.
Oh
dude's
no!
Cheek, and they couldn't release him.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then there's another one
nightmare
where this one was that made me sad a little bit. But this lady got her head cut off, and a dude picked up her head and slapped her cheek, and her face went blush, and she looked sad, her eyes went sad.
Oh my
sad.
Goodness, that is terrible. It's all that nerve, just reaction. It's just muscle memory almost.
There's a couple other ones, but that's the creepy. More I'm talking about it, the more I feel uneasy.
It's very vulgar. But yeah, I've heard that one about the guy blinking, and I think that's just a funny idea that I'm just gonna do a social experiment as I leave.
There's no way that's accurate because it's only 8 seconds to be choked out. Like if you cut off someone's blood flow, in an MMA fight, it's 8 seconds.
Your brain's still alive though.
Yeah, but you're unconscious at that point.
How are you still conscious if there's no blood flow?
Think about
you're not maybe not conscious, but you still have your brain still operating.
Well, how
your brain is still working. Yeah. There's still muscles moving.
But you'd have to be conscious. I'm gonna keep blinking.
I think they're conscious.
I don't know.
I think the dude's brain just shorted.
How many
out.
Times can you blink in 8 seconds? I could blink 15 times in 8 seconds.
I thought it was supposed to be a blink for every
that was
second.
27.
I thought it was a blink for every second he was conscious.
I don't remember the full story, but I do think that your brain is still working when you get your head cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. Chicken can live for 2 whole weeks. Why can't we live for...
What?
Yeah, have you not heard
eight
that?
8 seconds.
This dude did an experiment where he had a chicken and cut its head off and then force-fed it through the neck hole, and it lived for 2 weeks.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Fed it through the neck hole. Oh my gosh.
I mean, if you
this has become the weirdest podcast.
And that guy was Ted Bundy. No. You would think, right?
If someone's brain dead, they could still be like you're getting fed through a tube and stuff. So it's basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
In a way, right?
Yeah.
That's so weird thinking about. I don't like that.
I don't like any of what you just said.
What word or what would you say if you had one chance? Your guillotine comes down, your head's on the crown, everyone's staring, looking at you. What do you say?
I would say, put and pop.
Just because they have to record that. Yeah. They'd have to put it down in very serious writing.
Or Dick Cheney made more money off the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Speaking of heads,
just like Mondays, am I right?
What would you say?
That would, I don't know, something dumb like that.
No, wait, so. I got one. Ready?
Heads up. Well, this is no way getting ahead in life. There's like all those what is that Austin Powers references? It's like it keeps going.
Why won't you die? I want you to talk about, speaking of heads, your license.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I love this story.
So
great.
I lost my driver's license recently, and I needed to get a new one. So, all the simple. You have to grab some paperwork, go to the DMV, but I wanted, as I get older, I don't care. Everyone wants a really nice driver's license photo. I don't care. I want something funny. So I realized, in order to go to get the funny picture, they don't let you do a silly face. So you have to walk in to the DMV already making the silly face. And I wanted to do like cross-eyed because I just figured that would be easy. But then walking in there, filling out paperwork, I'm like, it's going to be too much. So I just decided to go with like a look of shock. So basically, this, I was just trying to go. Just constantly like everything. Like I just got the worst news of my life. And I walk in and it's working great. I sit down and the girl has no problem at all. And I'm filling out the paperwork. And then she tells me, and I was assuming
you're doing this the whole time.
I'm doing this the whole time. So she's sitting there and she tells me that my license has been suspended for the past 6 months. And I said, what?
Oh no.
Still, I'm absolutely shocked. And so she said, and I was like, what, how is that possible? And she says, like, well, since we had a car that was out of commission that was just sitting in our driveway because we couldn't afford to fix it, apparently I had to take off the tags and turn them into the county or they don't count it because I took the insurance off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not driving it. I'm not paying for insurance. I didn't know that was a thing that you had to take the license into the county.
I didn't know that either.
And so I'm sitting there. My license has apparently been suspended. All I have to do is call this like the state and figure it out and have to pay like $160. But I couldn't do it that day. So the whole time she's explaining the scenario, what do I have to do? And I'm filling out paperwork. And I'm just for 20 minutes. And then I'm actually mad because I'm like, this is so, I'm like, why do I have to do this? All this thing. And so I'm just having to just go ahead with the bit. I'm a fraud if I like let go.
At that point, you're like, I don't want you to think I've been tricking you this whole time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't wanna. And so later, a couple weeks later, when I finally get around to going back to the DMV, I decided, which I have to go get my wallet real quick. But
we'll show a picture of your ID.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd
so
you do?
I walked
just
in.
Just the picture part.
Yeah, I walked in. I was like, oh, I have to redo it. And so I said, please let everything be fine. And so I walked in just.
She probably remembered you.
Yeah. And then she tells me to go around, sit in the chair, and she's away, and she says, take off my hat. So I took off my hat, and I just looked straight forward. And then she says, smile. And I said, and we'll show you the picture, and it looks absolutely terrifying.
It looks like a mugshot of, like, I don't even know. Yeah, someone that you don't want to come in contact with.
Yeah, no, you do not want to meet this guy in a dark alley or babysit your kids or even invite him over for dinner. It's
literally
bad news.
When you get pulled over and they pull up your license, they're going to be like, this guy has something. He has to have something.
Yeah.
Get him, boys!
I want to get a, we should do t-shirts for my next year's for my birthday or something like that. Yeah. Like mugshots.
That would be good.
Yeah, so that was my story. And
so funny.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I tried to do that too, but I just I went in there normal. And for the picture, not this past license, but the license before, I did like one of those faces. I went like like that. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, smile. I'm like, okay. And it was lame.
I came back and she's like, you didn't want to smile? And I said, no. And she's like, oh, I just saw your picture last time. And it was just like a normal just. And then it just, I was like, what happened in the past 3 years? She's terribly thinking it's like, he's 100%.
So he's much, off the rails. So much pressure on those like pictures.
You should have said pandemic, am I right?
Yeah, you get it.
They made me take my picture 7 months pregnant. Ugh.
Oh, with Ada?
Gosh, with Ada, and I got big with Ada.
Yeah. You're beautiful.
Watch it.
I was saying,
did you hesitate?
Yeah.
No, I was.
He said, yeah.
Oh, because I started saying, yeah. I'm like, what am I saying? What am I saying? You were beautiful.
Still the song.
Yeah, so, but this is crazy. Like, I wanted to talk about, speaking of your license plate and heads coming off.
Yeah.
I think we should cut to an ad.
No way.
Really? Yeah, I really do. I really do. Hey, Jane. Don't go anywhere. Hitty, hitty. Welcome to this ad on the, I don't know when this.
The 3rd of March.
Oh. The king has an the king has an announcement.
Am I the king?
Yeah, you're the prince.
Oh, okay.
But the king can't make it.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Prince, what does the king say?
Yes, the king wants. The king wanted me to let you all know that Clearstream.io is now offering 10% off to all Ninjas or Butterflies listeners.
Yay!
Clearstream is the greatest texting software for all churches and kingdoms on this fine planet.
Hooray!
They've never made it easier to communicate with a congregation or your event or people. It's absolutely fantastic, and you get 10% off if you go to clearstream.io/ninjas.
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
All for this head! It's me, the king.
He's back!
I'm back!
Oh, no! What?
Andy?
What's happening? Why am I... How did I get on the couch, Josh?
You're looking kind of cute, Andy. Wait. What happened?
You don't like me anymore, Josh?
Welcome back. Do you guys remember that ad?
Dude, the best ad I think I've ever heard.
I think so, too. I'm going to have to try to be a babysitter as well. So,
a couple, babysitter, what, a parent.
No, I was gonna say someone say father. Okay, easy, easy, easy. How many episodes was it ago? 2 or 3? Where Lily did the
oh yeah, 2 or 3. Yeah, I can't remember.
Lily said, if you guys didn't watch it or listen to it, she said, "I could taste any water and tell you what it is." And so, what we had for her
today
is seven types of water. We have seven different types of water.
What are they?
You're going to
read them in order. At least give me a key of what is involved.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I could.
There's going to be one mystery water.
Ew.
It's not going to be.
Is it a brand?
It is.
A mystery.
Okay.
It's something we had in the fridge.
All right.
We're going to have.
So it's the production fridge. When the one Kelsey goes and refills.
Okay. We have a Dasani, an Evian.
Evian.
That's a bougie.
We have a Liquid Death.
Nice.
We have a Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Dasani.
Okay.
We have a Zephyr Hills.
Yes.
We have tap water.
Ew! I don't want to drink the tap water.
And then the production water.
The water that is in the production fridge.
It's like whatever ones you get by the case.
It's like Nestle or something, right?
Yeah.
Or is it something like...
Also, I love that you were like, okay, nice. Like you didn't shop for all of these waters. Oh, interesting. Liquid Death. Oh, okay, nice. Okay. Got
yes,
it.
I bought them all.
Can they see the waters on the video? No. That's all right.
Barely. I mean, you can see, yeah.
Okay. All right. We want you to start from 1 through 7.
I can't go like.
No, you got it.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
But you got to tell us your first guesses and like you can almost kind of rank them. Do you need a pen or something to rank them?
Yeah, I do. I need.
Like to write down or something?
I can do it on my phone.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, write down next to the number on the top of the box.
Watch me eat my words.
Yeah, let me do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, for.
What are the rules, though, too? Like, am I allowed to change answers?
Sure. At the very end.
Yeah, but give
you're seven.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want to do this later on with, like, maybe I could do this probably with fast food fries.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could do it with burgers.
Someone will have to feed it
what
to
drinks,
you.
Though? Could you do like, dark colas, like Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Pepper?
I think so, yeah.
I'd be down for that one.
All right.
We could do that easily with, like, little shot glasses or something, like little tiny, like, little tasters. We could do that.
I could do the fried rice, all the Chinese restaurants.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one.
Number one.
And yeah, let us know what you're tasting, what you really like. And she's using a paper straw, which kind of sucks, but what are you thinking?
You're going to have to go a little faster, probably, I think.
All right.
Or talk to us. Talk to us out.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Because a lot of people
are
listening.
I don't know, it tastes kind of gross, but I don't know if it's a paper.
It's probably the paper straw that you bought.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't know what that is. I'm going to say Evian.
Okay. Evian.
Write it down.
Okay. Evian number one. It tasted kind of gross.
Yeah. I mean, they all kind of taste kind of papery. Oh, no. I made a mistake with the...
I wonder if we have regular straw. We can maybe grab a regular straw from the kitchen.
Or can I blindfold me and I'll drink it out of the cup?
Ooh, I don't know. We can't do that. Oh, we can't do that.
Okay.
Because it's labeled on the cup.
That tastes good.
Number
I think
two?
That's liquid death.
Okay.
Liquid death, okay.
Don't look over here.
Liquid death.
For number two.
Slaps. Okay.
Number three. Liquid death is very, very good.
That was hard on the throat. I don't know what that is. Is that the production water?
Production water? Okay.
I'm making notes on my own.
Number four?
Or maybe that third one was Dasani.
You can change answers.
Oh, that's good. Is that liquid death? I don't know. Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills number four. You changing number three to Dasani?
I don't know yet. Let me keep going. How am I doing so far?
You're doing great. You're 4 for 4. Just kidding.
No, I'm not.
I don't know.
That was Fiji.
Fiji?
Number five, you said Fiji?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number five, Fiji.
Hey, click your phone off.
Oh, that's the tap water. Oh, my gosh. That was tap water.
Number six?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gnarly.
What was that?
What'd you have, Lily?
What was number seven?
Pickle juice?
You got that one, right?
Oh. So good. That's real.
How'd I do?
Okay, so
those are your final guesses.
We'll give you. We didn't have a production water. The production water was pickle juice.
Yeah.
And so you have tap water on top of the options that you bought. So.
Okay, so I'm going. All right, hold on. I'm gonna stick with Evian.
Okay.
It's gross.
Number two is gross.
Which I had said it was liquid death originally.
Yeah.
I'm changing that. Fiji.
Okay.
And then three, I'm going to call Dasani.
Okay.
Four, that might be liquid death.
Okay.
Last two.
Zephyr Hills.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was tap water. I'm not drinking it again.
All right. You got, well, with the pickle juice, 4 out of the 7
correct. That is crazy.
Good.
I mean.
You changed your mind on Dasani, which was right.
Yeah. So number one was Fiji.
All right.
Number two was Liquid Death, which was your original.
Dang.
Number three was Dasani. Number four was Evian.
Evian.
Number five was Zephyr Hills. Number six was tap water. Number seven was pickle juice. So not
good
bad.
Good job.
Hey, I did all right.
You did more than half.
We'll do this again on another episode later down the road, and I'll show you how I can get all of them right.
Watch it. You could not. You could not.
Yeah, I could. All right.
I can't believe you guys did that to me with the pickle juice. Vom.
That was really good.
Vom.
We could have done it at the very beginning, and that would have sucked.
Yeah.
It would have ruined you. Absolutely would have ruined you.
Okay,
I don't know why I wasn't expecting you guys to do something like that. Of course you would.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you would.
Who do you think we are?
All right, let's switch back.
Yeah,
watch this. Watch
weird.
This movie magic. Ready? A boom!
Oh. Wow! That was crazy.
How did that happen?
I magic?
I already did that joke.
Whoa!
What? You're not my wife.
So cute though, right?
Yes.
Thanks.
To some people,
sure.
Oh man!
Comment if I'm cute.
So Lily. 4 out of 7.
I think that's pretty all right.
Yeah.
Wait, are you rating her as a person?
No. How dare you?
Oh, you just said Lily?
How four dare you, seven? Sir? No.
Okay, Rax. I just thought that's what you were going with.
She's at least a 5.
Okay.
Just kidding. You're a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Well, 5 out of 7 would be good in some standards. But you're a 10 out of 10.
I'm a 7 out of 7.
You're a smoking babe, and I love you.
Hey, sweet cheeks.
Hauga! Hubba hubba.
I'm just imagining the Looney Tunes wolf.
Yeah.
The
wow. So the mask whenever he sees Cameron Diaz for the first time.
Oh.
Jane, be quiet. Oh, no. Just kidding. Jane, you make as much noise as you want. Don't worry about it. All the moms that listen to this podcast are being triggered right now. No!
Do you guys hear that China found dinosaurs?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean they found dinosaurs?
I don't know how credible this source is.
What do you mean, like they actually found
the story is
a
funny.
Real dinosaur? Dinosaur?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Welcome to the dinosaur.
Banning now.
That's actually dinosaur. A really good name for her. Dinosaur store.
Yeah. This is where the story comes from. There's this lady on TikTok. And she was at a nail salon getting her nails done.
Uh-huh.
And this is the only source that I could find. She said all the nail techs or whatever were doing everyone's nails. And they had their TV on at the salon. And it was a Chinese news. And she said they said something. And literally every person stopped that was doing the nails. And they all looked at the TV. And she's like, what are they talking about? So yeah. She flipped on her Google Translate. And what it read from the news thing was that China has discovered new lands, uncharted lands that no one has ever stepped foot on. And it has dinosaurs on it. And in fact, two species of dinosaurs we didn't even know about. And she asked the lady who's doing her nails, she's like, is this what? And she flipped around, is this what he said? And she's like, yeah.
Gosh.
What?
And I'm like, how is this not news everywhere?
How is that not worldwide news?
So,
what's the type of dinosaur? Do they know?
T-Rex.
Stegosaurus.
I didn't listen to a lot of it.
Yeah.
How is there land we just don't know?
That's what
about?
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
But it's making all the flat earthers go wild. Like, we told you. Yeah. There's land beyond land.
Josh was, we show each other like TikToks every night. That's like how we date each other in this season of early parenthood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was showing me one. He was showing me TikToks and he skipped over one. I said, what are you skipping that for? So he was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to show you. He showed me, it was a pilot saying that he believes in the flat earth and all the pilots what? Do.
It was weird.
That he most said, pilots do.
Is that a pilot? Is that guy a pilot anymore?
Maybe.
This guy walks
up to him. He's like, hey, can I speak to the pilot? This is like maybe when they land or something. He's like, yeah, he's right here. And he's standing at the cockpit entrance, you know? And he's like, how long have you been flying? He said, for Delta, 20 years, but altogether about 30, 31 years.
Yeah.
He said, okay. He said, do you believe the earth is flat? And he's like, absolutely. And he's like,
what?
He said, I know the earth is
flat. Oh, yeah. He says, I know the earth is flat. And he's like, has anyone ever questioned you on that? He said, just one person.
What?
And that was the end of the video.
And he's the guy flying our planes?
Expound, please. What do you mean by that?
Have a nice day. Thanks for flying with us.
Earth isn't flat.
Or well, is it though? No.
Is not. She gassy?
I think she's tired.
Gassy girl.
We can wrap up here in just a second. This is the last thing I want to talk about that I wrote down. I wrote down quite a bit. So not the last thing I wrote down. Last thing I want to talk about that I wrote down. The fallen angel statue discovered in Russia.
What?
The fallen. Oh,
this is the creepiest thing I've seen in a good minute. There's these dudes, Russian dudes, in Serbia, was it? Siberia?
Don't look at me.
Serbia is a different place.
I think it was Siberia.
Siberia.
That's in Russia.
It is. They work in a, what did I say? It was gravel or, some sort of quarry. I think it was like gravel quarry or something, right? And they're just digging, and they found this ginormous statue of this crazy, evil-looking angel with its like hood down, but like its eyes and its these giant wingspan things, and it's like holding a shield, and it was kneeling, and so these dudes standing up beside this statue, their heads didn't even go past the statue's head, and it was kneeling down.
Ew.
And it looks, the detail on it is like exquisite. Like it looks like a angel or man thing.
Oh, wow.
That was like frozen in time, like fell in a concrete bath or something. And so what does that mean?
Sounds like the start to a scary movie. They're going to go put it in a lab and they're going to soak it in like acid or something.
That's a scary. No.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Have you heard of the Terracotta Army?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
In China?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that is crazy.
I wanted to talk about that a long time ago.
Dude,
because
it's nuts.
It was when Alex was on and he mentioned something with Mercury.
Yeah.
Mercury?
I never know.
Mercury.
Mercury.
Yeah.
Mercury.
Mercury. Like February.
February. Mercury.
Mercury.
But that army that, what did you call them?
Terracotta.
Terracotta. Like the pot.
Yep.
The tomb in which that king is that they're guarding,
yeah,
they haven't opened it yet because it's written down that his throne or his tomb or whatever is surrounded by a giant lake of mercury.
So it's protected.
It's like protected, and like they're like afraid to like unseal it because of the exposure of it.
I don't know anything about the guy that was buried, but that is a crazy because it's over 8,000 statues.
Crazy.
Yeah.
130 chariots with 520 horses.
It's nuts.
And it's literally all made, handmade, and they're signed by the person who designed them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just a burial site. That's all it is.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm gonna have to do more research into it.
But isn't that kind of sad that we don't know his name?
Yeah.
And he put all this effort into we'll Google
it. Or they did it for him. Like they like as a tribute or honor. I don't know. It's crazy.
Like what I saw, they wrote down that his resting place, he wanted to make it look like his house was like overlooking the ocean. And so that's why holy smokes.
Let me hear it, Jane.
But yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah. I want to be buried. I want to find out what I'm going to be buried with. I want to decide what kind of statues I want to be buried with.
Like a burger statue.
Yeah, just like a bunch of chicken wings standing up on legs.
Yeah, yeah. Surrounded by 8,000 burger statues. And
he's finally resting in peace.
The lake around you is just Mountain Dew.
Just Chick-fil-A sauce. He looks so peaceful.
Oh, man. Episode 27. That was a little chaotic.
It was crazy.
I think I talked probably 90% of the time, and I apologize.
Hey, we love hearing it.
But I have a lot of energy today.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I want to talk.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Just one more time. I know we talked about it a lot, but we've officially started using the Fly-By-Cow.
Oh, yeah.
Tallow, and I'm obsessed.
I like it too.
Dude, the texture is really neat.
Yeah. The Fly-By-Cow, we did it on the last episode, right?
Is it Flying Cow?
Flying Cow.
Not Fly-By. We're not doing Fly-By Jing.
Fly-By Jing.
A Flying Cow towel.
Flying Cow.
Flying Cow. These guys, I don't know if you can see it with the reflection thing. Their stuff's awesome.
Their skincare products.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
And my dog likes licking my face too.
Come here.
But yeah, it's great. Thank you guys for sending that again.
Now your turn.
It was beautiful. No, I don't know. I was just gonna see how you guys were up. What you guys were up to? What you guys have been watching?
Guys, this has been really fun. But this is our last episode ever.
Ever. This is and this is how we're gonna know. Can you imagine people be so mad?
Yeah, we should have played that on a little bit. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to our stuff. I just discovered today through Andy that people have been commenting on our Spotify. I didn't know you could do that.
I keep asking you, can people comment on Spotify? You say no.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think it looks like one of those like prompts, like, hey, what'd you think of this episode?
Yeah, what'd you think of this episode? And then people, I'm reading all of your comments now, and they're awesome.
Oh,
and nice they make boys. Me happy. One person, I took a screenshot of it, but I forgot to post it. He said, I listen to your podcast, but I only speak Spanish, so I don't really understand anything, but it's still really funny.
Ninjas are butterflies. We're even funny in languages that you don't even understand.
Mm-hmm. So,
no excuses so cool. to not listen to us, guys.
Yeah. Seriously.
I can't understand. I don't speak that language. Get over it.
Neither could that man
exactly.
or woman. Child.
And apparently we gave someone sight, the gift of sight.
Yeah, someone said, I haven't been able to see for 20 years, and now I can see because of this podcast.
What?
You're welcome.
And we said, well, that was probably Jesus.
Yeah.
But thanks.
We'll take credit.
Nope.
No?
No.
No. No.
Okay.
We'll right. just say.
It was because of us.
No.
What?
That's. No.
Okay. We helped.
Maybe. No. but yeah, make sure to like and review our stuff on YouTube, which is Sunday Cool.
Spotify, Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Ninjas of Butterflies, TikTok, Ninjas of Butterflies.
Spam us, baby.
Spam us. Comment on every video.
Something nice.
Something nice. Defend Lily.
And then something mean.
Nope. And then something
nope. not about us. Not about us, though.
Yeah something
about something, I don't know, like.
Like terrorism.
Yeah. Or say, Hitler was stupid.
They're just going to, all videos are going to be flagged because all of our comments are about Hitler. It's like, no!
But seriously, we love you guys.
We do.
And
I love you.
That wraps up episode 27. And goodbye, Jane.
Bye, Jane.
Let's go get you a nap, girl.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful butterflies.
Just empty your mind.